Hello, everybody, hello. Welcome to A, The Copy That. Clearly not the Copy That, because somebody whom I will not name has named their product also Copy That. But this is the first and possibly, probably, the best Copy That, the only morning show featuring Sean, Luke, Rod, and Alex. We are here today to talk to you about a very special and very important topic.
We're actually going to be talking about what we wish we would have known when we started as copywriters. It can be difficult to internally inspect the mistakes you've made and the things you wish you would have done, not only because it's a bit embarrassing, but also because you realize how much time and effort and money you've wasted. So the purpose of this show is not just to share it for fun, but it's hopefully to help you guys avoid the mistakes that we made and adopt the habits that we wish we would have started on earlier. We get tons and tons of questions of a varied nature, but a general theme of, I would say, 80% of questions that we get is, what can I be doing that's the best thing right now? So we're going to attempt to create an episode where we go through everything that we think was the most important in getting right when we started, and also what we wish we would have done when we started out.
I want to go first. This is something I see a lot of people go through, and it is definitely something I regret with how I sort of approached copywriting at the very beginning. I read a lot of books, and I probably write about like 2,000 pages of copy about how to write copy before I ever actually wrote like a ton of copy of my own. That really came from this place of like, when you're getting into something for the first time and you don't want to be mediocre past the first one or two books, I didn't really learn anything that I truly absorbed until after I had done a bunch of work in the first place.
Rod, I've told you my story, right, about what Mark Ford said to me when I was first starting out. So I had read two books and I emailed him and I was just like, okay, you know, what book or course should I go into next? And Mark Ford emailed me back and he said, don't read any more books. Don't take any courses. Don't do it. Just start reading copy closely, annotating copy closely, start absorbing and handwriting some of the best copy that's out there in the world right now, and you will learn faster and better than any of your peers. So once you have a toehold in theory, just start reading actual copy.
Unless there's something very specific you know you need to know, it is better just to learn by doing.
After you have the foundation and however you get this, either through some courses or through some books or whatever, your reading should be more to solve a problem, right? Like, read about something new you want to explore or something new you want to get better at, and don't just keep rereading the same stuff, the same material that's said in a different way, like by reading 10 different books about copy, say. You can still read marketing books, but then read about stuff that you don't know yet. So at some point, you just got to say, all right, I've read enough. Now I should keep on reading. That's actually a mistake I made. I thought that I could just read, you know, and I read 15 books about copy or so. I thought, like, okay, I'm just going to read, you know, all these books and then I'm done, right? I don't have to read anymore. It was only after I started running into problems that I realized, okay, I should start reading to solve problems. So that's something I would recommend as well. So read a couple of books about copy and then start reading, you know, don't stop reading, but start reading good copy or start reading books that are going to help you in your particular niche or in your particular specialty to go after.
Yeah, and I would like to just sum this up using something I had written down, which is stop trying to find the perfect book. Because I think in essence, that's what it is, that you think you're going to read something and suddenly it's just going to click. And like Rod alluded to at the beginning, I think that only happens a few times really. Unless, and as Luke said, unless you have very specific problems you know you're trying to solve, like there's not going to be a line in a book that's perfectly going to solve all your problems when it comes to copywriting. So don't think there's a perfect book out there. Don't think there is a perfect formula, because there isn't.
When you're just starting out in copywriting, it doesn't really matter much what you do, so long as you're doing something that gets you a little bit better every single day. And I kind of equate it in my head to like lifting. The first few years that you start like lifting weights in a gym, your progression is exponential until it reaches the peak of that sigmoid curve and starts to like edge off and you stop making gains as fast. But those first few years of like making strength gains are huge and enormous and very quick. And what you find as a newbie copywriter, the same is true for you. Like, you only need to read a few books and like read a few sales letters and get a few jobs, and you'll find that your progress as a writer, it just explodes really quickly. So long as you don't like limit yourself to only searching for and only implementing the quote unquote best thing or the blueprint or the this that you feel like is going to unlock some secret.
I think that comes from a place of wanting to have security. You know, you're about to venture into a whole new world. You know, you don't know everything. It does make you vulnerable to put yourself out there. And that's a really uncomfortable feeling, especially if you're aware that you don't have the skills yet and that you need skill to be decent at it. And so it's very understandable that so many people feel that way. At the same time, personally, I believe the way you overcome that is not by over preparing, but by learning to just live with that discomfort.
Say yes to things. I was so scared when I started out to actually seize opportunities. I would get myself into a position where I'd done some work of networking, or I'd potentially reached out to businesses and maybe they would say to me, oh, well, would you mind dealing with like all of our social media as well? Like, would you mind doing all the posts for that? Or I would have a friend who I like made through the Copywriting Collective say to me, oh, I know someone who needs a copywriter for Facebook ads. Could you do that? When I started out, so, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'd always make excuses because I didn't want to do it. I was so guilty of that. I didn't want to make a mistake. I didn't want to screw up. So I would say no. Something you realize, especially when you do start to get comfortable with it, all the information that you need is already out there. Like, the internet is a fascinating, if not slightly scary, place, but everything ever is on it. Once you've said yes to something, you can work out how to do it. This comes with a slight caveat, which is don't lie. Don't, like, you know, if someone's saying, hey, have you done this before? Are you, you know, like, you know, all of these, the details, because sometimes if it's, for example, writing a long form sales letter for like an Agora company, and you go like, oh yeah, I've done that. Not that they would ever just randomly choose someone to do it, but if you decide to say yes to that straight away and lie about it, then you can get yourself into real trouble. But if it's something that you know you could probably do, but you're just uncomfortable with doing it, something I would go back and say to myself is like, just do it, because I know I could have started making a full-time income from copywriting a year earlier.
It's like, you know, you can read many books and, you know, you could write lots of spec pieces, you know, but, you know, you're going to have to practice in the market as well. Like, if you're not out there, you know, if your copy is not circulating, then you're never going to know if it worked or not, right? You need to accept that you're going to fail. You need to accept that, you know, it's inevitable to fail. Like, even if you make 10 pieces of copy that are great and they all succeed, you're going to fail at some point, right? Even the best copywriters only have a, what, 20-25% hit rate, I believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the show again. This is my favorite part. If you're still watching the show, you must really, really like our content. And if you want more of that content, there are plenty of places you can get it when you find yourself awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, unable to sleep and intent on consuming more copywriting content. The first place you can do that is over at youtube.com/copythat, where we have tons of free videos and recently shorts on copywriting, marketing. We also have a Patreon. It is patreon.com/thecopythatshow, where for a minimal amount of money, you can sign up and get access to our entire backlog of videos, which is at this point hundreds of hours of recordings of us talking about copy, of us doing over-the-shoulder copy breakdowns, of watching Sean write the emails he actually uses for his very real businesses. You know, the other great thing about Patreon is that not only is there the entire backlog of everything we have on YouTube, we also have extended cuts of everything. If you're watching our content on YouTube, you're only getting a very short version of the videos because we don't want to have the videos be super, super long, but you will be able to see all of the conversation we have as if you're watching the show live, as if you're right there in the room with us, we're doing our interviews, we're doing our breakdowns. And so if you're willing to shell out a couple more bucks, I think at our $20 here right now, you can follow along live with Alex's e-com journey, where he's doing a from zero to the top breakdown of how he's starting his very own e-commerce business, all of the things he's setting up, all of the dashboards, all of that great stuff.
I'm building a store from nothing, and I would like to show you guys everything. So I'm filming absolutely everything I do, anything I do for this project, like from research to setting up all the finicky technical stuff that's horrible and I hate doing, to the media buying, to any time I am typing on my keyboard for this project, it's going to be over the shoulder, recording my screen. I'll be talking you through it. And I would imagine we're going to end up with thousands and thousands of hours of content. So if you're genuinely interested in how to build your own store, or you want to know how to do that for clients, then this is for you. And as Rod said, it's only, what, $19.97 a month to follow along with. And you can stop anytime if you feel like, no, this isn't something I want to do. So no forking out like $1,000 for a course on it. Plus you get all the other Patreon Copy That content that Rod's describing. So yeah, if you're interested in that, follow along with me, because it's very fun, if nothing else.
To me, this is the most important thing, or most significant thing that people get out of signing up for Patreon, is that you get access to the Copy That Discord, which is similar to other copywriting Discord servers, but it's a much smaller community. We're much more actively involved in it, and like the people in the Discord are like really, really awesome, and they're always asking questions. We're talking about copy that we're putting in our swipe files like right now.
So something else I would tell myself starting out, and Rod alluded to it a few sentences ago, in which he said, talk to people who have experience. My God, I wish I would have been more active networking from day one. What do I mean by networking? Do I mean going to fancy events and being formal and having business cards ready? No, I mean talking to people and being a nice human being and discussing their ideas and asking genuine questions, not just, as Sean mentioned earlier, best, worst, right, wrong, but exploring ideas with people and asking why they do certain things and trying, doing a spec piece and being very vulnerable and letting it out in the world. And when people critique it or ask why you did something, being very honest with your answers. I wish I would have networked from day one, because in the copywriting collective, the people who succeed, the people who have succeeded are the ones who have participated the most. I don't think that's a coincidence. Like, it is the people who kept messaging and being friendly and going beyond just, oh, I want something out of you. Like, I just, you know, it's the people who start to go like, oh, by the way, did you have a nice trip? Not after pushing you over, like just generally in the world. You know, how's your daughter? Like, what are you doing this weekend? Being very nice to people remember that, and people will likely think of you. I've hired basically people who became friends because I know they were showing me they were passionate. I liked them. I didn't have to think about like, oh, I need to get a stranger in. So that's one reason. As you're doing it, you just learn. You just learn from people. At the beginning, I was just thinking about myself, but it was only when I started to talk to other people and actually become friends with them and be interested in their ideas and what they were doing, did I really start to learn, and have since had a ton of job offers and opportunities from networking with people.
My most valuable asset my entire career has been my network, and a lot of my network was built just by not being a schmuck to the right people. May I go next? Because I want to actually piggyback off of Alex, the first thing that you said you would tell to a younger you, which was say yes to more things.
Yeah.
I had the exact opposite problem. You know, I worked at Agora. I started as a proofreader. I worked my way up from assistant managing editor to managing editor. And then after about 13 months, Mark Ford basically pulled me aside and said, listen, I want you to be in charge of this particular division, this business, and I want us to find a home for it, either independently or with another Agora affiliate, what have you. And basically, he put me, like, situated me as a publisher of that particular division, and I was in charge of mergers and acquisitions. The next day, I had a meeting with Ryan Markish, the copy chief of Legacy Research, previous copywriter for Stansberry & Associates. And he had lunch, and he said to me, Sean, I want to hire you as a copywriter. I can't tell if you are going to be a great copywriter, but I can tell that you're at least going to be good. And I said, dope, but I already promised Mark this other thing. I also was still in charge of managing a bunch of international affiliates. One of them blew up. I was managing about 12 of them at the peak. And then one of them like just kept growing and growing, and they kept asking for more and more stuff because they wanted to keep growing. And so I was kind of on the hook for all that. Around the same time, I was also trying to like try my hand at like internet marketing and entrepreneurship. So like I was trying to like do marketing for SEO for lawn services and things like that, for painting services. I wasn't paring anything down. I wasn't like focusing on anything. I was trying to do all of it all at once. I was just saying yes to literally every opportunity that hit my desk. And I was at James Altucher's comedy club in the Upper West Side of New York. I was having a drink with a marketer, very smart guy, very cool guy named Chris Daigle. I started describing everything that I just described to you guys, everything that I was doing, everything that I was working on. And he just took it all in. You know, he did the sort of like sage, like looking down at his drink, nodding. You could tell he's listening and he's just like processing all this information. And I expected him to turn to me and like give me some advice because I was definitely struggling at the time. Like I was definitely like wanting to do all the things, but I felt like I was kind of like stalled in all the things that I was trying to do. This is exactly what he said to me. I stopped my spiel. He looked up from his drink at me and he said, "Sean, when are you gonna stop fucking around?" And that question just hit me like a bale of bricks. And so every year now, I take a look at everything that I'm doing and I go, okay, the bonsai tree has grown a little bushy. Time to start paring some of it back. What is not delivering the results that I want? Take it a little bit slower, actually like learn, like focus fire on like a few things. And then you can start tacking on once you've increased your core competencies in those few things. I probably would have made just as much money if I focused on just the copywriting rather than also fucking around with entrepreneurship as well.
This is my standard advice, which I give to every copywriter, and lots of people hate it. And it's only four words: read more, write more.
Guys, I think that was a show.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I think this is the end of the show. I hope you guys have a lovely month ahead. And we'll see you guys on the 4th of July for the next Copy That stream.
And also, I guess at some point in the show, we should have said to like, comment, and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. I don't know. I don't know how this YouTube thing works. Go make those bags. We love you. Take care. And good luck.